Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is Linda Formicelli with The Renegade Writer, and this is the first Renegade Writer podcast, and it is on how to get started when you have no clips and no experience in writing. It's a catch-22. You think you can't get any experience without clips, but you can't get any clips without experience. Many writers think they can get around this by writing for the content mills. You know, they don't pay much, but they're easy to break into, and, you know, I'll just whip something out and I'll have a clip and that'll be the end of it. The bad news is that most editors don't take content mill clips seriously because there are practically no barriers to entry. I mean, pretty much anybody can write for a content mill. It's no different from pretty much from just writing something on your own. And even if you do write great articles for them, your articles will be surrounded by less than stellar writing from other writers. It's not the most professional presentation. Now, if you already have content mill clips and that's all you have, use them. Just use them. I always say you got to use what you have. But if you truly have no clips, where do you start? And I know this is a huge issue for many writers, but take heart because everyone started out with no clips and no experience just like you, unless they came from a staff writing job. When I got my start, I just earned a master's degree in Slavic linguistics, and my only clip, and I use the term loosely, was a book review of a dialectology text I wrote for the Journal of Modern Languages Association. So I pretty much started from ground zero, too. If I can do it, though, thousands of other writers can do it, then you can do it, too. The first thing you can do is volunteer to write an article for a cause you care about or a small business you frequent. And it's one thing to write for a company that's going to profit off your work and not pay you fairly. And it's another to help out a cause you care about or give a boost to a struggling business you love. So obviously, I'm really against the first thing. I would not write for free to a company that, you know, could pay, but they just don't want to pay or they know they can get free writing. And it's another thing, you know, I'm very much for writing for, for example, I used to write articles for free for the Humane Society or writing for, you know, a children's hospital or writing for the bakery around the block that you really love and doesn't get a lot of money or doesn't have a lot of money for marketing. You know, that is something that you can do and get a great clip and feel good about. And things that you can write for these types of businesses and nonprofits include newsletters, e-newsletters, and magazines. For example, when I wrote for the Humane Society, that was for a newsletter. But then there are some, for example, a children's hospital might put out a magazine for fundraising. Now, a lot of people think, okay, I'm going to do this, and then they overthink it. They go, how am I going to get in, and what should I tell them, or should I tell them, you know, will they look down on me if I want to write for free, or will they want to see clips? You know, you don't need to come up with a slick sales package or pitch ideas or do anything special. Just reach out to the fundraising or marketing people and tell them you're a freelance writer and you want to volunteer to write some free articles for them. And a lot of places are dying to hear from you. They need this. So do not worry that you are bugging them or that you have to prove yourself to them. You know, if one person doesn't need you or one company or nonprofit doesn't need you, move on to the next one and you will likely find somebody. You'll get a great clip that you can be proud of. Another thing you can do is start local. Look around you. You'll find local weekly newspapers, publications put out by your regional hospital, and more small local publications that are much easier to break into without clips than large consumer magazines. I know a lot of writers think, you know, I want to write for magazines, and the first thing they do is they look on the newsstands and they're looking at Family Circle and Red Book and Money Magazine and Psychology Today, and those are all very difficult to break into. But the local ones you find around you are not nearly as competitive. I know a lot of writers who got their start writing for the local free weekly. It may not pay much, but it'll get you that important first clip. Now, this third tip is one of my favorites. It's thinking about your specialty and targeting trade magazines. Whatever your background is, there's probably a trade magazine that covers it. If you've worked in retail, there are retail magazines. If you worked in restaurants, there are restaurant industry magazines. If you're interested in jewelry making, there are probably trades out there that cover the jewelry or home crafts industry. Trade magazines are much less competitive than consumer magazines because they're not as glamorous. But another bonus is that you'll get a clip and you'll most likely get paid for it, which is more than you could say for a lot of magazines. Some of my first real clips were from trade magazines like QSR, which stands for Quick Service Restaurant Success, and Sign Industry Magazine. So they're out there, they're using new writers, and they're much easier to break into than consumer magazines if you don't have any clips. You can often break in with a letter of introduction, but if you really have no writing experience, you may want to come up with a great idea and write a killer query letter and sell it to the editor to show what you can do. And that's where your background comes in. You know, if you have a background in retail, you probably have a lot of ideas that you can write for retail trade magazines on customer service or marketing or, you know, HR, all kinds of topics. You know, you have that background and experience. It gives you a unique look at the industry. If you need a refresher on query writing, my next Write for Magazines e-course starts on June 18th, and it costs as little as $30 depending on what level you sign up for. So check out that e-course's link above. You can find trade magazines listed in Writer's Market, but that is not even nearly a comprehensive resource. There are also trade magazines, tons of them, in the website tradepubs.com. And also, my little secret for Writer's Market is if you find a trade magazine in there that looks interesting to you and that pays, you can look up the name of the company that publishes it and go to their home site and see what else they publish. Because Writer's Market can only do a small fraction of the trade magazines out there. And in most cases, a publishing company that publishes one trade magazine probably publishes more. So you can find dozens more that way. Another way you can break in if you don't have any clips or any experience yet is to blog. It seems like every writer has a blog these days, and it's for good reason. If you lack clips, a blog can highlight your writing. And it showcases not only your writing, but your ability to come up with ideas, do research, keep readers engaged, attract and manage comments, and more. So if you're interested in health writing, you can start a blog on health topics. If you want to write about business, you could start a blog that, say, critiques the marketing strategies of companies in a certain industry. And it's really easy to start a blog, but what's not so easy is that you need to keep it updated and you need to work to gain readership. You don't want to send a link to an editor to your blog that hasn't been updated in 2 months and has zero comments. So that's why if you decide to go this route, you need to pick a topic you're really passionate about and that you won't mind writing about at least once a week for the indefinite future. And also, when you write for a blog, even though it's kind of more personal than writing articles for a magazine, if you're using it as clips, you need to really go all out. You know, you need to find nice images, you need to do your research, you need to spend time on it, you need to make it look really good, and you need to do what you can on social media to attract readership so it looks like a well-trafficked blog. And finally, you know, you have no clips, but that doesn't stop you from shooting for the stars. Every once in a while, it happens that a new writer breaks into a big magazine with no clips at all, with only a great idea and a stellar query letter. I know a writer whose first clip was in Glamour. One of my students broke into Self with a short, with no experience and no clips at all. And I've had other students break into magazines with zero clips. But if you do decide to do this, do also target smaller, less competitive magazines. In other words, don't put all your eggs in one hard-to-reach basket. Think of your dream magazines as your dream college that you apply for, even though your chances of getting in are low. You obviously are going to have some backup, you know, some fallback choices as well, which will, and in case of magazine, this not only gives you a better chance at getting clips, but it also keeps your confidence from flagging because consumer magazines are very hard to break into, whereas, you know, some of these smaller magazines are easier to break into. You'll get more responses, you'll get more acceptances, and that will keep your confidence high, which is really important in this industry. So those are all my tips for how to break into magazines if you have no clips and no experience. If you have any other suggestions, I would love to see them in the comments. And again, this is Linda Formicelli with The Renegade Writer signing off. Thanks so much for listening.